Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
I know it's not a popular take, but if you're ghosting somebody, it is an act of cowardice. I'm not saying you're a coward. I'm just saying that particular act is an act of cowardice.
It sounds like something a coward would do.
It's like when you're a woman and it may be that time of month and your significant other is like, I'm not saying you're being a bee. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying you're being a little bitchy.
Or you're not a bee, but you're being a bee.
Yes.
Are two totally different things.
Exactly.
Right? Because all you have to do when things aren't feeling right is, we've said this before, send a one-line text saying, hey, thanks for a great night, just not vibing in whatever way. 9 out of 10 times, you're a coward if you can't even just do that, right? You leave them hanging, it's unfair, and I consider it mean. And Scarlett here is in this same situation. She was telling us it took her years to finally ask a guy out that she works with. She did. In her eyes, they had this great time, a really great night. He was a gentleman. He was tall. He checked all the boxes for her, right? He paid for dinner. They really hit it off. And at the end of the night, he gives her a little peck on the cheek, and then says, see you around, babe. See you. She didn't really know what that meant, but he has just gone, kind of ghosted her. So she hit us up to try to reach out to him to see if we can get some answers. And that's exactly what our show director, Tommy, did. Scarlett, you still there?
I'm here.
All right, so let's get some answers for you. You said you worked really hard for this date and you had a great time. And in looking back at it, there are no red flags for you at all that you can look at and say that there's no reason why this guy should just completely blow me off like this.
Yes, I agree. Absolutely.
All right, Thomas.
All right, so I texted Alex, and I explained second date update, and come to find out he has actually listened to The Burt Show before, and he is familiar with the segment.
Then he knows it's never good news if we're calling. The radio version of 60 Minutes. Knock it on your door.
I kicked it off by saying, so we've recently heard from one of our listeners, named Scarlett. She mentioned you guys went out recently. She seemed really excited about it and really thought you both had a great time. Is there a specific reason you haven't asked her out again?
Not just asked her out again, just completely blew her off.
Well, I didn't want to say that. I got to butter the biscuit a little. All right. And then Alex replied, yeah, we did go out and had a good time. And I say, glad to hear you enjoyed it too. But what was the reason you haven't asked her out again?
Ghosted her.
And he came up with the lamest excuse ever. I've just been really busy lately. You know how it is.
No, stop. I don't. No, I don't.
Hard stop, Mo. Take it over from here.
That's the one. Nobody is ever too busy to reach out to you to send a simple text message. It literally takes seconds. I don't think the busiest person on the planet does not have 30 seconds to send a text. You can literally do it while you're in the bathroom. You're never too busy to get back to somebody. It's just an excuse and it's late.
30 is even a long time. A text takes less than 10 seconds. I have been performing brain surgery straight for 36 hours.
Non-stop.
And that's the reason why I couldn't text you. That's the only reason right there.
Hate that.
So I could not go back and say that all to Alex. So I had to go back to my butter bowl. And I said, I can understand that. Since it's been almost 2 weeks, though, and Scarlett really enjoyed the date, she's wondering if you're still interested in a second date.
So busy consistently for 2 weeks. He must have been in a submarine.
Clearly had time to respond to Tommy, though.
He's in the Navy.
Right. Yeah. He responded, you know, it's just, I'm not sure if I'm ready for something serious right now.
Mm.
And I said, of course, but a second date isn't exactly something serious. I said, should I take this to mean you're not interested in her?
Duh.
Can you tell me why the sudden change between your first date and now? And he came back pretty quickly and said, nothing has changed. And I said, so you liked her enough to have a first date. You said you had a good time on that date. Nothing changed, but yet you don't want to go out with her. And he, and then this is when he broke it down. All right, I'll be honest with you. I only intended for there to be one date. I knew how much she liked me. Everyone knows.
Wow.
They all told me that I should go out with her at least once and that it would make her year.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
It's like, wow, somebody thinks highly of himself. And then he said, I agreed.
So I would just throw her a bone.
I went into it knowing she wasn't my type. And that I wasn't interested in her.
Wow.
I had an open mind, but ultimately, I was right. I know that sucks, but it's the truth. And I said, totally appreciate your honesty, a-hole.
No, that's if he was feeling pressure from all these people around him.
He's a grown-ass man.
No.
I know he is, but still, like, if everybody knows that this is her crush and she's crushing, and they keep peppering him and peppering him and peppering him about going out with her, and finally he's just like, all right, fine, we will go on one date. I mean, I'm disappointed, but I'm not, like, livid with him.
You usually can't fake that lack of enthusiasm, though, if he wasn't into it at all.
But she's blinded by the crush.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm sorry, Scarlett. How does that feel?
I know. It kind of sucks.
Yeah, I know it stings. I'm so sorry.
That's rotten to hear. I'm sorry. See, and all this could have been avoided if the dude just would have hit you with one text saying, hey, just wasn't really feeling it. Thank you for your time. We're done. It didn't have to do it. None of this had to happen.
I kind of feel for him in that moment because I've been there where you kind of leave each other on a text that doesn't necessarily need a response if you don't want to go on a second date. Because I've done that too, where it's just kind of like, had a good time. Thanks. Bye. And so he probably thought he was doing her a favor without having to be like, I'm rejecting you. I don't want to go out again.
I just don't understand the mindset of if you know someone is into you, you think that actually taking them out, knowing you're not into them, is actually going to be a good thing for them in the end. That makes it worse. Mm-hmm. That's not going to make it any better.
I'm sorry, Scarlett. You know, he was feeling pressured, so he went. His heart really was never even into it, so it's not like you lost something that was on the line because he was never really into it. And I'm sorry you had to find out this way. That hurts.
Yeah, that's it. Kind of makes me feel like a charity case.
Do you still work with this dude?
Well, no, not anymore. My last day was last week.
Okay, so we can put this. You can put this behind you. This has kind of been a little. It stings for sure. You never have to revisit it ever again.
Surround yourself with some good girlfriends. You definitely deserve to be sad and mad about it, and I highly endorse that you do. And then pick yourself up and realize that he was not the one. Those friends didn't really know what they were talking about, that they had good intentions. However, it didn't land the way that they thought it would. And just focus on somebody that's going to really like you for you.
And I also assure you that the universe is already working on putting you together with somebody that's right for you, Scarlett. Yeah. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh,
I don't like that.
I want to give one big.
Why would you do that, Kristen?
Why would I do what?
That whole thing.
Your name's on the show, bro.
Get it. The Bert Show.